bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Monday. Sorry, I had to say it. Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swigger. Hope everybody had a really good old weekend. Unfortunately, we have to get the week going, and that means we have to get Monday going, too. It is the 6th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, it may not have been a very good weekend for Mark Zuckerberg. That's because some of his other accounts, yeah, not Facebook, but you know, those other things. Yeah, they got compromised. Yeah, that's right, hackers have appeared to briefly compromise Zuck's Instagram, his LinkedIn, his Pinterest, and Twitter accounts. Basically just defacing them for the sake of bragging rights. Probably the most concerning thing for Zuck right now is if they actually got a hold of his personal email address. Which might have happened because of that LinkedIn 2012 password breach. Yeah, remember that thing? Yeah, just a side note, if you haven't changed your LinkedIn password, you might want to do that already. So your Monday doesn't end up like Zuck's did. Staying with news happening in Zuckland, yeah, we're talking about Facebook, of course. Basically, Facebook forcing you to do stuff you don't want to do. Say you access Facebook on your phone, more than likely, yeah, you're using the app, yeah, aren't you? A lot of people don't like the app, and they actually just use the mobile experience. And a lot of people do that because they freaking hate that Messenger app. Well, get prepared to be annoyed. Facebook's about ready to force you to use its Messenger app by disabling chatting on its mobile site. Yeah, that's right, if you're heading over to the messaging section on the mobile site today, you'll be greeted with a nice little large screen saying, warning, your conversations are moving to Messenger. Soon, you'll only be able to view your messages from Messenger. No, it hasn't completely taken effect yet. So you're still safe for today. For how long? Nobody knows. Still staying in news coming from Zuckland, Instagram is about to piss us off. We knew it was coming, but we were hoping that maybe they'd reconsider. Yeah, you know what I'm about to say, algorithmic timelines. Now, we all know that this has been in a testing period, particularly for some users here and there. You had the option of turning it on and turning it off, but now it's just going to be stuck in the on position. In a statement about the new transition for Instagram, they said that over the past few months, we brought this new way of ordering posts to a portion of the community, and we found that people are liking those photos more. I highly doubt that. They're also commenting more and generally engaging with the community in a more active way. So, of course, with this positive feedback, your new experience will be rolling out over the coming month. And we're going to keep improving it over time to help make Instagram even better. Firstly, this is a case of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Actually, I want to take it one step further. It's working fine, so please don't f*** with it. Are you a user of KeePass? Well, you may be thinking about an alternative after hearing this. Seems the developer of KeePass 2 has declined to patch a few flaws in his password manager update because, yeah, getting a little cash on the side not to do it. Yeah, that's right, advertisers control your security, not the actual app you're using. Stating that if these certain updates would have went through for KeePass 2, it would have encrypted web traffic so much that none of the ad revenue could have made it through. Yeah, profit's more important than protecting users. That's basically where we're getting down to, yep. Now, of course, KeePass 2 is already starting to backpedal a little bit, you know, because they got caught. They said they like to move towards encryption as soon as they think it's possible. Yeah, like they've been so trustworthy in the past. And finally, here's something that's going to make you go, holy crap. You're an Android user? Heck, or are you an iPhone user? Do you use the OK Google now? So you better say that really quietly. Well, you want to pay attention to this. Something I actually stumbled across over the weekend from Unbox Therapy, you know, the guy on YouTube over there. Yeah, talk about Lou. Anyways, he made a little video over there saying how Google's making recordings of us. And we're not even aware of it. And I thought, nah, can't be. Oh, yes, it can be. Here's what you might want to do. Go to history.google.com. Go ahead, do it right now. Once you log into your account over there, then hit those three little lines at the top left. Then you're going to see a thing that says voice and audio activity. Yes, now you get to enjoy things you don't even remember recording, probably because you didn't. Yes, it does seem that Google is storing some phrases here and there to help with their OK Google system, you know, to recognize your voice a lot better. Now, those of you that have not used OK Google or haven't activated anything, you should be okay. At least I hope so. Those that have been using it, I guarantee you you're not safe. History goes back a long, long way, at least it did for me. But you can delete this, yes, indeed you can. And you can also turn it off, too. Particularly on Android phones, all you gotta do is just go into your settings, go into accounts, then privacy and security, and then take it from there. You can actually just pause the thing. You can't really completely turn it off. Which, yes, I did personally over the weekend. Why? Because this is just too damn creepy. If you find it creepy too, I suggest you do the same. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, yes, you know that site already. Get on over there, check out all the great BTN shows. Of course, you can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can get hanging out with the BTN community. Simple to do, BritishTech.slack.com. That's the destination for that. As for the new show, we shall be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday and know that Google's recording everything you do. And thank you very much for listening.